The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Cultura Viva, where you will learn about Latin culture. This is your host, DJ Canela. Welcome. Today's episode is going to be a little bit about Guatemala, Mexico, and El Salvador's background, traditions, dishes, and many more. Let's start off with Guatemala. As its states and National Geographic kids, Guatemala is a country of volcanoes, mountains, and beaches on the Pacific Ocean and on the Caribbean Sea. Its form of government is Democratic Republic. Its official language is Spanish. Its money is el quetzal, which on their flag they also have a quetzal. A quetzal is a colorful bird and it represents Guatemala. It is said that Guatemala declared the quetzal as its national bird in the 1871. Guatemala is in Central America and its capital is Guatemala City. As I mentioned before, its main language is Spanish, but in other parts of Guatemala, there are people who also speak dialect and Quiché. Dialect is spoken in Chimaltenango, Chiquimula, and Petén. Guatemala gets many tourists because of its famous places like the ancient Mayan ruins, like the Tikal. The Tikal is the largest and it could possibly be the most oldest of the Maya cities. It is located in north central Petén. Also, places like Antigua and Lake Atitlán are most visited by tourists. Also, in Guatemala, they have special traditions that include weddings and quinceañeras, Holy Week, Independence Day, and many more. Let's talk a little bit about weddings. In weddings, it all begins with the man or the groom asking for the woman's hand, which is called la pedida de mano. This is an engagement done months ahead. And the mom, the man, and his family take gifts to the woman's family, and it's usually bread, sodas, beers, or animals like turkeys, bulls, pigs. If the family accepts, sometimes the woman's side of the family gives the man advice. It is nothing like American weddings because they don't have rehearsal dinners. They also have a 15-year-old celebration, which is called quinceañera. The importance of turning 15 is that the girl is transitioning from being a little girl to a young woman, where they know are more mature. In this celebration, she wears a big dress, does her makeup for the first time also. They have music, food, cake, and many dances like the waltz, the father-daughter dance, the mother and daughter dance, surprise dance, and they do the last doll, which is given to her because now she is transitioning to being a woman. And they also the father changes her shoes, her tennis shoes, to heels. All these things add up to Guatemala and its culture. Now let me tell you about Mexico. As it also states in the National Geographic Kids, Mexico is a land of extremes with high mountains and deep canyons in the center of the country, sweeping deserts in the north, and dense rainforests in the east and south. Its main language is Spanish. Its money is el peso and has major rivers like the Rio Grande. Its capital is Mexico City and its society is high in wealth and poverty. Mexico is a more popular country because of its famous singers that are Mexican like Vicente Fernandez or Los Tigres del Norte. Also, TV shows in Latin consist of more Mexican actors. What attracts tourists are the ancient ruins, colorful culture, great food, and atmosphere. Some of their ancient ruins are Tulum, Palenque, Chichen Itza and Chiapas. These are the most visited, but there are many more. These two countries are the most popular and are more known because of their culture, traditions. I hope you learned a little more about these countries, and stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you for listening. This is your host, DJ Canela.